Manchin has over public defenders. She centered much of the theme of her address around her favorite TV show, Survivor. I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
KCAA Radio, Loma Linda, where no listener is ever left behind.
Food. Glorious food. We're anxious to try it.
Three banquets a day. Our favorite diet.
Just picture a mammoth steak, fried roasted or stewed.
Oh, food, wonderful food, marvelous food, glorious food. Food, glorious food.
Poached possum soup flambé.
Broth made from a sloth.
Or savers in souffle.
Why should we be fated to
do nothing but brood on food? Magical food, wonderful food, marvelous food.
Welcome to another delicious edition of the Let's Dine Out Show. Food critic Alan Borgen here. Not all of him, but my voice is a little off, as you can tell.
And Izzy Bussy.
The voice of the show.
Well, Alan's voice is having a... hiatus, I think, is going in and out. So, you know, you might hear some croaking there. Maybe he's talking too much lately.
What do you think it is? I think it's allergies.
Well, have you seen the environment? Like driving, I remember yesterday driving on the 210, looking up, and it during the daytime when sunlight, middle of the day, it looks like there's like a thick smog going on, like pea soup almost.
Really?
And it's really hazy. You can barely see the mountains. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is what we're breathing in. This is awful. And your voice is coming and going as it goes. I bet it's something environmental.
I feel good. It's just my voice goes on and off and a lot of coughing and drinking a lot of water. But anyway, the show must go on. But we have a fun show today. We went to a couple of restaurants we want to talk to about. And later on...
Just some more local, you know, like place we... We randomly tried out, so.
The way we do things is, what do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? Probably about an hour and a half that goes on. And then if we find it, we wind up at a restaurant, we just go in. So we really like to try new things as much as possible. But one that you really liked, I both like, it's called Freckles. It's in Mentone. And what's really nice about it, first of all, the name is terrible. It says nothing. But it's kind of a Mexican.
Doesn't describe what kind of cuisine they serve, what kind of place it is. If you listen to that, you're like, what's the
name?
What the heck?
It's named after the owner's granddaughter, who's got freckles. So it's called Freckles, which is cute. But a business-wise, like, what is it? But we were surprised. They have a new chef there, and it's really fantastic Mexican food. It's also American food, too. But it's more upscale, regional Mexican food. It's not your traditional stuff. Mm-hmm. And like they have octopus tacos and a lot of unique dishes and just very, very good.
Well, you spoke to the chef and the creator of these items. And they're really, it's not what he wants to bring to the table or to his customers are basically something not the typical Mexican restaurant where there's beans and rice, where people expect a burrito, that kind of thing. He doesn't want that. He actually wanted basically a flavor of Mexico. So he wanted people to really experience his culture. He's so proud of it and where he's from and all different regions, how their food's so different. And I think a lot of people don't know that.
No, they don't.
You know, they're so used to what we eat every day as Mexican food that, you know, they don't know there's different cuisines, there's different tastes, flavor. Even their spices are different, right? So the way the preparation's different. So that's what he wants to bring and really share with his clients.
A lot of passion goes into it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't use cheap meats or anything. He also believes in smoking. He figured, why can't I do, you know, he loves smoking meats and stuff. So he brisket, all that stuff, he makes different tacos with, but he smokes a lot of different things. Right on the premises there. So, well, I mean, that's awfully neat. So it's kind of a fusion of American barbecue slash Mexican, I think. Mm-hmm. Mexico.
Yeah. And, you know, he's learned his trade, and he was telling us that he learned his trade through all the many experiences, different jobs he's had, and basically took the best of each one and infused it into this restaurant, which is basically his baby. And, you know, it really neat because they do have wine tasting, they have liquor tasting, they do tequila tasting. So, you know, they really, it's, you know, when you walk in, you just don't, it doesn't match what the sign says. It's more like a tavern.
Yeah, it's very,
I think it's
very
more
simple.
Like a tavern, kind of
low key.
But it's nice. It's a nice place. It's a nice space. It's very friendly.
But the food, oh, it's so
and
good.
And the food is phenomenal. I mean, I think it just speaks for itself, all alone. And the portions, I mean, like, okay, you see these tacos, you're like, oh God, why am I paying so much money? But then when you see them, you're like, oh, I get why. Because he puts so much protein in the middle of it, and, you know, on these little tacos. And this, you know, even the shell, like he tasted different places and different for the taco, the tortilla.
It's a lot of different flavors.
Yeah, he wanted to balance it. So it's like they're salty, they're sweet, you know, like they're octopus tacos, which a lot of people might not be their thing, but he put a mango habanero sauce on it. So you get a little bit of savory,
it's
like
soft,
sweet.
Very
and
tender.
Very tender, melt in your mouth. A little bit of kick, a little bit of sweet, a little fire. And he served, if you get the platter, you get a street corn on the side.
Mexican street corn.
Which Alan doesn't want me to share. That's how much he likes it.
I don't even like corn, but I love that.
Yeah, and the way they present it is so pretty. You've got microgreens and micro cilantro greens on top. So it's really more artisanal type of experience, dining experience. Like, you're not your typical, when you go to a Mexican restaurant with that kind of, you know.
No, they have also dining. American food, you know, yeah. Chicken and steak and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they have salmon. They also have, like, hamburgers. So, I mean, we tried quite a few things there, and really was impressive.
And we like it so much. I think if you follow the show, we've been talking about it forever, but it's called the Grub Club, and not Grubhub, Grub Club, and something I've done for about 14 years. And basically, it's a dining out club where you go to a restaurant, only the ones that I like. I go to the restaurants, I tell them, I'm bringing you all new people. I want you to give a big selection of food tasting of your restaurant so people will, you know, they may not like one or two things, but they're going to like something and come back.
Well, the sampling's important, I think, because, you know, like, if you're like me, my eyes are always bigger than my stomach, and I want to taste everything, but I just can't eat everything. And having a Grub Club experience, it's like you get a sampling of a little bit of everything that the restaurant has to offer, and maybe something they're trying out to see what their response is, and maybe put on the on their regular menu. So you actually see the sneak peek of what's coming sometimes, you know.
Right. It's anywhere from 10 to 15 items, tax, tip, and a non-alcoholic beverage is included. And we're going to try to keep it to a lower price. It's going to be around $40, $50, $60. It depends on the kind of restaurant. A more higher-end restaurant, you're getting a lot higher-end food. It'll be a little bit more. But it's a great way to meet people, too. I can't tell you how many people become friends. And all they do is go eat. I mean, it's amazing. They're all foodies.
Yeah. So the price range really is adjusted according to the kind of food or materials the restaurant's using, right? If they're using really expensive items or like octopus or
lobster,
you know, something more, takes more preparation, that takes more
higher end
work, you know, then, you know, it's adjusted accordingly, really determined by the restaurant. So, you know, it's something that we try to, you know, get negotiated so it's something affordable. So it'll be a special experience. It's a special dining out experience. You get to meet with your friends. You can bring your friends with you or make new friends, which I've made so many new friends going to a Grub Club, outings in the past. And so I highly recommend anybody is a foodie to come and try it out because it really is a festive, fun experience.
Well, if you're a foodie, then you're going to have to go. I mean, mm-hmm. bottom line. But it's a new way to try new restaurants and get a lot of different things to try it. Mm-hmm. Again, I've been doing it for about 14, maybe 12 years, something like that. But we've had anywhere from, I think the lowest is 27. That's all the seats they had in the restaurant, to 117 people. So it depends on how big the restaurant is, how much they want to do, if they have 40, 50 people. What we'll do is we'll have the website. It's going to be called joingrubclub.com, and you'll be able to go on it, find out all the information, and buy the ticket and purchase it and everything. So within the next couple of weeks, I should know more about it. I know one of our first ones is going to be at Ray's Chinese Bistro, Shanghai Bistro in Redlands. Mm-hmm. Great, great restaurant, one of our sponsors. And they just moved to a beautiful new building, and menu's gigantic and great.
And they
great
have
food.
Banquet facilities, so they really can accommodate a lot of, you know, these kind of events, you know, for people have, like office parties or family gatherings. They have huge, you know, in the back, they have their huge banquets facilities. You know, you can make it one big room, divide in two small rooms. So that, you know, there's a lot of flexibility there. So, yeah, we love to see everybody come out and, you know, just enjoy themselves. I think that's the most rewarding for us is when people come and they enjoy the food, and enjoy the experience and find it, you know, it's a special outing, I think.
Now, if you want to get a hold of me until the website's up, I can get my website. Or I'm sorry, my email is MrFoodie1@outlook.com. Or you can go on Facebook, Alan Borgen, you'll find me. Anyway, either way of those, but or just listen to the show, and every week we'll give you more information.
Yeah, so once again, it's Mr. M-R Foodie, F-O-O-D-I-E, the number one. So MrFoodie1@outlook.com.
You're my translator, aren't you?
Well, doesn't help when your voice is gone and then you're speaking way, way far.
I know.
You need to speak. Yeah.
Better like this.
Much better like that.
So, we also went to a great restaurant, the Poke restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Blue Water.
Yes, Blue Water Poke. Totally surprising. So low key.
In Redlands.
In Redlands, right off Redlands Boulevard. And really, we weren't expecting, you know, Poke restaurants. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're bad. Sometimes the portions are not that great. And this place, actually, we were pleasantly surprised, right?
Very good food. You get a lot of selection. Mm-hmm. It's like most Poke places, but they do things a little bigger and better, I think. And for, you know, for $12, $14, it's a big, big meal.
Yeah.
Enough for two meals, basically.
I think you had enough for two meals, totally. And I think I had leftover, so I kind of donate it to you. But it was actually very tasty, and their fish was very fresh. So anybody who loves seafood, they do have alternative. I think they have tofu, and they also have, like, alternative
fish.
Noodles, I think. So if you're not, you're vegan, you must stay with the vegan theme. Don't do fish. Then you can actually get the tofu alternative. Yeah. And they do have this low-carb noodles, like seaweed noodle. I don't know what it's made out of, but some sort of noodles there, too.
It's called Blue Water
Poke. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's right across from Vaughn's Center with Trader Joe's. It's right across the street from that.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You're listening to the Let's Sign Out show right here on AM 1050 and the Express Radio 106.5 FM, the stations that leave no listener behind. And we're going to do a quick break for one of our great sponsors.
All Magic Paint and Body reminds drivers our children are counting on our safe driving habits. When you get on the road, remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This reminder, courtesy of All Magic Paint and Body, proudly serving the Inland Empire for over 27 years for the best quality collision, body paint, and repair shop. Look to the pros who get the job done right the first time. Call 909-434-0500. That's 909-434-0500 or visit allmagicauto.com. That's allmagicauto.com. That's All Magic Paint and Body on the air because they care.
Welcome back. Boy, that was a good sponsor. I haven't even heard the one. Usually I do that. But I wrote it, but whoever did it, did a good job.
Well, usually you do the voiceover, huh?
Yeah, but
yeah, this one wasn't you. So
no, but they're very good.
You have no idea what
No, it's like,
what
wow.
sound like.
Yeah, it's better than me, that's for sure. But
yeah.
No, it's a great place, especially if your car has been in an accident or something. Mine was. I was rear-ended, and unbelievable. What's nice about it, it's a warranty. It's guaranteed for life of the car. So they guarantee everything. They let you know day by day almost. It texts you how it's going, if the parts hasn't come yet or whatever. If there's any problems, they tell you about it. The good thing, too, is if you need a car, when you get there, basically drop the car off. They'll get you a rental car. And the same thing when you're done with it, drop your rental car off there, get your own car, and the rental car comes and picks it up. Mm-hmm. So, and they'll work with you too. So.
Well, that's called customer service above and beyond. And you know, that's what I think when we dine out, same thing. I think I personally, when I dine out, I do expect some sort of customer service. I mean, those are the kinds of service does make a difference. If you refer a restaurant or a business versus if it's a bad experience, you don't get any service, why would you talk to your friends about it?
But, you know, customer service, it's almost like a dying breed. I mean, for instance, we went to a postal box place to get a new postal box, and there was a gentleman there, an older gentleman.
That used to be there.
Yeah, it's like the morgue. I mean, he never smiled. It was horrible. I would not go there because of him. He's gone now, obviously. A lot of people complained. But also in restaurants. We went to a restaurant recently, a new one, called Whiskey Rebellion, or Whiskey Republic.
Republic, yeah.
It's in Redlands, and you walk in, it's kind of cute, gitchy.
Well, it feels like you walked into...
like a branding iron or something.
Yeah, it feels like you walk... For me, it feels like I walked in a place like the Water Wheel at the Norco, because it's like got that whole country western theme to it, very rustic. And on the outside, you have no idea that's what you're going to walk into. That's what the surprise is, because it's stainless steel doors... There's like etched glass, and you're like, okay, what am I supposed to walk? What to expect? You have no idea. You walk in, it's like, okay, I just went to a different universe. That's what it felt like. I mean, decor is really neat. It seems like it's
all wood. Yeah. It's very country westernish.
Yeah, they have truck beds, like old truck beds, like the trailers, made into booths. So there's like elevated booths that's two truck beds with tires and everything. It's really, I had to do a double take on that. I think it's really neat because you don't expect that, especially not in the middle of Redlands.
And a large bar.
Yeah.
They have a pool table. Mm-hmm. And I heard they have, what do you call it, a bull riding?
They do?
Yeah, once a week or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't see that, that's for sure. So but, we went there on an off time for a meeting. And I would say there were a lot of clients there. I mean, the people were coming in to get a drink.
There was about 8 or 10 people there, but most of them were on the bar. There was two at a table. Everyone else was there.
I don't see anybody having any food either.
No, it was mostly drinking.
Yeah, just drinking.
So with that said, we ordered...
being non-alcoholic, because I'm allergic to alcohol... I tend not to drink, so of course we ordered the food. We're going to try out the food like we normally do, and Alan, you want to proceed?
It took about 40 minutes to get the food. I wanted to go into the kitchen and cook.
Alan actually said, maybe I should offer my services and help them cook this.
I mean, I was willing
because do we need to go kick, you know, basically go pluck the whatever.
Chicken to kill the beef.
Yeah, or pick off, you know, whatever off the plant to make this.
And what we were told that the kitchen was, you know, the people didn't show up, something happened. There's only one person in the kitchen. And I think there was two women, a bartender and one other server. And anyway, to make a long story short, the server hardly came to us, really didn't check. She was very nice, but, you know, obviously they were...
Well, she's a bartender, right?
The intention was to drinkers.
Yeah, exactly. She's a bartender. She's there to tend to the bar, and yet she's doing W duty. And so she seems very, very nice and sweet, but at the same time, she was just, you know, like we got our food, we didn't get napkins, and we didn't get utensils, so we're all sitting there looking at the food like, what are we supposed to do with this?
We asked for small plates.
They got these platter that's bigger than the plate that which our food is being served. So I'm like, okay, this is bizarre. Because our food is like this, you know, like I think we got the sampler platter.
Well, we got a sampler platter. We both got two different burgers.
Yeah. And you would think the sampler platter would be the platter. Well, the plate she brought was bigger than the sampler platter's plate. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of bizarre.
Now, ours came first. First the sampler came out, then the burger. And I, being a gentleman, waited till the other burger came for, we have our CPA and, you know, women, you make sure they eat first too. So what happens? Ours came, probably 15 minutes later, hers came. And it was a burger, but it was naked, so it didn't have the bun. How much time does that take?
Yeah, she ordered it protein style.
So of course, when I started eating mine, it was ice cold by then. So that kind of turned me off, and I'm terrible. If I see things like that, if something's bad, I just lose my appetite. But the worst part, we ordered the sampler plate, It had fried pickles, fried mozzarella sticks, onion rings, buffalo wings, and
jalapeno peppers. Poppers.
These were the cheapest ones, whether it's Sysco or U.S. Foods, obviously the cheapest ones ever made. The poppers had no, I mean, you couldn't even, it was like 99% batter. You couldn't even taste the inside.
Yeah, I just had to look, what is this? Because it's not chicken. Because I was like looking at it going, well, the shape kind of different. And I looked, bit into it and like, well, kind of see some remnants of some cheese melted.
Literally remnants.
Yeah. And I couldn't tell what it was really, truly. Because usually I'm a wimp on spicy food. So like if it was a popper, I would have been like very cautiously eating it. And I had no idea I was eating a popper. So, and then of course, you know, like mozzarella sticks comes with, what is it usually? Marinara sauce. Did we get any? Absolutely not. So we had a ranch and I think a spicy remoulade kind of thing.
I have no idea, yeah.
I can't. Yeah. And so that was all the sauce that came with it, which I hate ranch. I know I'm...
Onion rings.
I'm in the minority.
Onion rings were as breaded as you can get. Harder. I mean, you couldn't fry it any worse.
The pickles were good. I think the pickles were decent.
All four little pieces.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they were decent. So, you know,
The chickens were anorexic. You couldn't get any more wimpier. The whole plate was, it must have cost $2 for product. I mean, the worst quality products. What got me, I wouldn't mind if everything else on the menu was crap too. But no, they had Wagyu beef. You know, so you're paying $16 for a burger and Wagyu beef and everything. Why have a Wagyu? You know, is that a selling point?
Yeah.
And everything else is crappy? It doesn't make sense. If you're going to have good quality, then have quality. If you're going to have food, then have something good. If you're going to have just food, you know, bar food, then make it a bar food menu. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're paying a lot of money for garbage. I mean, we were just shocked.
Yeah. I mean, she was very nice. She apologized when we expressed, you know, the situation, because, you know, like, we have utensils.
45 minutes for the food to come, basically.
Yeah, and then she, like, you know, she's a bartender, waitress. She really felt bad. She spoke to the owner, and then she came out to apologize and just said, I'm so sorry. We are going through some turnovers in kitchen, and we're going to have to bring in a new staff into the kitchen and just revamp everything.
Which can happen anywhere. So, yeah. Although I was very disappointed, I will go back there and try it one more time. I think I owe it to them and myself to see, is it that bad?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have been off day.
Yeah, it could be an off day. And we did go on an off time because, you know, didn't want to go there when it's really busy.
It was 12 o'clock, 12 noon. And like I said, it was about 8 people at the bar and 2 people at a table. That's it.
Yeah, and they're all drinking. That's it. Yeah.
Except two people, they brought food out.
Yeah.
So
it was just, you know, I think the setup was interesting, too, because the bar is on one side, but the kitchen's basically on the opposite side of the facility. So we thought she was going to the bathroom.
I thought she was going to hang herself.
She kept walking back and forth. I'm like, what the heck is she doing? Well, I realized that was the kitchen. I thought, man, how many times do I have to put in lip gloss, really? You know? But actually, she was walking to the kitchen to check on the food. And so, literally, she had to leave the bar, go across the way just to go to the kitchen to check on the food. That's a weird setup, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, I, being the person I am, I wanted to let the owner know of the problem. And I saw a few other things, too, mm-hmm. and suggestions. I want to see them succeed. I'm not out to make them, you know, rip apart and that's it. And I wrote an email to her. I've never received anything back. But I was just, you know, offering suggestions, some ideas that I saw, observations. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back to hospitality, there's a lot of people in the industry that don't belong there. It's amazing how some are just incredibly friendly. Like we went to Palace Station in Vegas. Oh, were they friendly and nice? Oh, unbelievable. And you go to even a small place there, they're wonderful. A place called Esther's Kitchen. Unbelievable service, unpretentious, but just great servers. Why can't that happen? And, you know, even here, I mean, it's really hard, and it really sets the tone when you go to a restaurant, and there's no communication. There's no smiles, no nothing. It's like you're not doing them a favor by being there. They're pissed off.
Well, I think I remember, you know, like I'm dating myself, when I first took a customer service job, truly a customer service job, because that's what we dealt with clients. And they would train us on how to deal with clients and then what to say. So there, it was actually scripted. So if somebody asked a question, you would refer to your script. But, you know, like, it's something, I think it's a taught skill.
Can't teach I don't think you can teach people
it's a soft
to be
skill.
Friendly. Yeah.
Well, it's a soft skill. It's something that if you have it in you, are you willing, then you'll learn about it. But if you're not willing and you're not really into other people, you're not social, then customer service might not be the job for those people. But it's, unfortunately, I think, you know, there's a lot of people that is doing customer service that really doing a disservice to the businesses they're working for, because it reflects upon the business when the customer service is not there, I think. So, yeah, I mean, I have to say that, you know, I've learned customer service probably through many different exposures and different ways people are training you how to speak to customers. I mean, they're not your buddy. They're not your, you know, you don't talk to them like, hey, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, you want to be respectful. You want to be open. You want to be, you know, willing to listen. It was really hard. I mean, like, it really to let somebody speak their mind, because sometimes people just want being heard. Want to be heard. Really, they come complain to you. Instead of cutting them off, let them speak their mind, then interject. You know, I think that's where I think that's the.
It's called listening skills. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't do that. But mm-hmm. anyway, you're listening to the Let's Sign Out Show right here on AM 1050 and 106.5 FM, the station to leave no listener behind. And we'll be right back after a brief commercial.
Do you or a family member need to see a good dentist? Tobias Maynard, DDS, in Redlands is a great choice. He is my dentist, and I can't say enough good things about him or his staff. For starters, he specializes in cosmetic, holistic, and family dentistry, explains everything he does in a friendly and caring way, and best of all, hear this, there is absolutely no pain. Yes, you heard it right, painless dentistry. Woo! The staff are very friendly, and they sell some great dental products. Tobias Maynard Dentistry is located in Redlands at 710 Brookside Avenue, Suite 8. Their phone number is 909-792-1775. That's 909-792-1775. For more information, go to their website, pearlywhitesdds.com. That's pearlywhitesdds.com. One more time, pearlywhitesdds.com. I'm food critic Alan Borgen, and I highly recommend Tobias Maynard Dentistry in Redlands. Happy eating.
Oh, I love them. I never thought I'd say I love going to the dentist, but they're really, really good. And I'm having some implants put on, so they're working with me on that. And they're just very, what I like about him is he talks to you, you know, Dr. Maynard, he talks to you, not down to you or not in and out, boom. He really cares about you and your comfort. And it really makes a difference when you have a doctor like that. And I'm sure you're the same, you feel the same way.
I do. And I'm really picky about who I see. And of course, when my doctor retired several years ago, prior to COVID, I was in a search for a good doctor. So I looked high and low and found the one, right? I thought, okay, he's younger. I picked a younger gentleman. And also that my first meeting with him was a video appointment. He was very willing to listen and was taking notes. I was so impressed. He didn't feel like he was rushing me through anything. Of course, he was a wonderful doctor. I really loved him. And of course, within the year, he was promoted to become a faculty member. Well, I can see he'll be a wonderful faculty member to teach other medical students those soft skills.
But you want him.
That we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
But then now he's out of the clinic. So I'm in search for another good doctor. That is has good bedside manner, which is kind of hard to find. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes they look good on paper, and when you meet them, that's really not the case, and they don't really listen to you. Like, good example, went to a cardiologist, right? Because I was like, okay, my family history, I should go check it out just in case, right? Met with a cardiologist, seems really nice right off, but she didn't even listen to, like, all the things I'm allergic to, right? Gave me a prescription of things I'm allergic to and gave no consideration that, oh, well, you know, didn't he ask me what kind of allergies I have that how bad it's going to trigger it, right? And when I called the office again saying, hey, you know, I'm allergic to this medicine, they're like, no, doctor said to take it. And I thought, what kind of advice is that? I mean, that is definitely not customer service. And any doctor advise you take something that you know you're allergic to, there's something wrong with that. And then never had a call back, never had any follow-up how I did on the new medicine. This is all new medicine. They're testing out on me. So I'm just like really surprised. I mean, I'm really flabbergasted. I mean, I know I work with doctors and not all doctors are equal and they're not God. And I don't see them that way. But, you know, really that once back to customer service, I mean, they're as a provider is providing you a service, right? So you're the client, even as a patient, you're the client. And without you, they have no business.
Yeah, but how many places, businesses get are still in business and, again, no service, no smiles, no nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot, not just some.
Yeah. I mean, I just, it's sad.
I think people put up with it, and that's why they keep going there. And I think, you know, they...
And Alan's a typical, like, example. Because if somebody gave me no service, I would never be step foot in that place ever again. Like, I would never step foot. I wouldn't even give him a chance. Okay, so Alan, at least, he's nice enough. Well, I'll just slough it off. We'll go back. And I'm like, no,
well,
I'm not supporting this bad behavior. If they have bad behavior.
There's some restaurants. There was one in Riverside. I'll never forget. It was a small little place. It was an older woman. And it was a breakfast place only. And the customers would go in the kitchen to pick up the food. And they, you know, you were part of the staff there. It was such a neat thing, but you got your own coffee.
That's the ambiance of that place.
Yeah, but it was just also the staff. It was just, I just thought, some places the service is bad. You don't mind it. The food is great. No big deal. But sometimes you want good service, you know, but.
I always want good service. So, yeah,
Madonna
no.
Madonna here.
No, but, you know, like, if that's the case, I can just take out. I don't have to sit there. I don't have to give them a tip, you know. So if I go in a restaurant and I usually tip pretty well, I expect some sort of service. I mean, then why am I dining out? I can cook it myself. I can prepare it myself. Be a lot cheaper.
Tipping is a whole other category. I mean, there's people. I mean, we got a car window tinted in my car yesterday. There's a jar there. They would ask you if you want to tip them. I'm like, who tips me when I do my job? Who tips you when you do your? I just can't understand the tipping. You know?
Yeah, I think there's now it seems like there's an expectation. No matter what service you get, you're going to get tip. Unfortunately, you know, it's very disheartening when, you know, like I had a lady I've been going to, and same thing. It's like, okay, it seems like I've been waiting. You know, my appointments get changed, and then I wait and wait and wait, and there's no respect of letting me know. And then turn around to tell me, oh, yeah, you've always late. And I'm like, no, I'm sitting on the curb at the time of my appointment. And half an hour later, you're still not ready. So I don't think that's being late. It's, you know, and this happened time and time again. And then that's what they're going to say to me. And I'm think, well, and then when I pay for my service and I'm just like begrudgingly gave her a small tip. Because normally I give her 20%. And I'm pretty generous, right? But then I'm just thinking, oh, this is how you're going to treat me. It's going to reflect upon your pay.
But, you know, is it just America? Because a lot of countries, like we went to Italy, and we wanted to tip someone. They looked at us like
deer in headlights.
Are like on. We're like, we're giving you a tip. You went out of your way. We won't give you money. And then they don't do that. Normally,
no. It's
tipping is not
included part of the service.
Yeah, so
they see it as a delivery of the service. And the funny thing is that we went to a tourist area in the
this is funny.
Jewish ghetto. The waiter, we know for sure, because I've been to Rome, I've been to throughout Europe, and even Australia, you know, you don't tip because it's including the fees. It's including your price of your meal. So this gentleman came by, he's not even a waiter, saying that, oh, yeah, tip is not included to let us know at the end of the meal. Of course, throughout the meal, we couldn't even find anybody to come help us. I mean, they're walking around, they just weren't stopping to help us. Could have been jumping jacks at my table. I wouldn't have gotten any attention. So I'm just like, what do you take me for? Sucker? Really? I mean, that's what they see, you know, Americans as dollar signs, walking dollar signs, because we tip. There's a culture of tipping.
What about in the Orient?
I grew up tipping everybody.
Okay.
But people are polite. They don't expect that tip. I mean, I remember growing up going to go to a hotel, use the ladies' room or the powder room or whatever service. There's always an attendant there. You always tip them. I never remember. I don't remember a time why we didn't tip people. Okay, so I did grew up in the culture of tipping people, but there was an expectation of tipping somebody. They see it. They know that they're there to please you, so that they can get that. Tip stands for
to ensure promptness.
Yeah, tip. Prompt services.
Yeah,
to ensure prompt services. So if you're not giving me a prompt service, why am I giving you a tip?
Well, people used to give tips in ahead of time, and then but. Now it's just, but they expected you, right?
Well, it's sort of like the DoorDash or whatever, one of those Grubhub things. You put the tip before you even see the person. You don't even know if they're going to deliver you food or if it's going to be like all meshed up, whatever. So it's kind of like, you know, like why? I always find that very disturbing because, you know, how do I know if that service is really delivering, being prompt? Courteous, somebody being pleasant and actually did their job. And so I just don't understand that.
We're going to be doing a lot of traveling in the next month and a half or so. So we're going to Petaluma next week. So that should be interesting. And then Vegas, we're going to be there for about 10 days working and eating a lot. So a lot of stuff from there we'll be talking about. Hopefully my voice will be better.
But, yeah, that voice, I mean, it comes and goes for no reason.
It's not sexy, is it?
No. It's actually like, it makes you want to like, oh.
Don't you want to go,
Yeah, exactly. It makes you really, really uncomfortable, actually.
Like I said, I feel great. I talk like you with a high voice.
Well, but you've tried cough drops. You tried it all. I don't think it's helping at all. No. Nothing's helping. So I really think it's the smog outside. And you know, it's horrible. Like, it when you're outdoors, it's so polluted.
I don't remember this being this bad, my throat, constantly. It would be good during the day, and then sometimes it would just hit.
Yeah.
I'd feel congested or anything.
Yeah, this morning you were fine. I think I heard you. You spoke just fine.
Yep.
You had a voice, and all of a sudden it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just bizarre. Yep. Anyways. So, yeah.
Anyway, last week we had a guest on for a product, and it was so good. We decided, they came up with a new product, and we decided to have them back on talking about it. It's Salad Month, National Salad Month, so we're going to talk about that.
Ooh.
But
I love salad. A good salad. Fresh salad,
cold,
please.
And fresh, I know.
Cold and fresh.
What drives me nuts is when you get a salad and they drench it with water, but it's so soaking with water. And it's, you get that?
Oh. Yeah, that. And then also, like, they pre-package a salad with toppings on it. Well, a lot of times the toppings get mushy. So it's so unappealing opening a salad. You're expecting crisp and crunchy and, you know, lively and just dancing in your mouth kind of thing. And you're like, okay, well, that's kind of mushy, you know, like, you know, especially the toppings, right? I mean, sometimes the toppings make the salad. Really, I look forward to those little twists of, like, you know, sunflower seeds or little bacon bits or...
Well, croutons.
Oh, croutons, right? Like a Caesar salad, the shaved cheese. So, like... You know, how many times have you taken a Caesar salad and the croutons on top is kind of like when you're eating it, it's kind of not so appealing. It's kind of tough or mushy or just tastes stale. And that's a total turnoff, especially a Caesar salad. I mean, you expect those croutons, the crunchy, lively, dancing in your mouth croutons. It's going to crunch.
But unfortunately, like me, I'm always looking for carbs, you know, cut carbs. Excuse me. So I don't usually have croutons.
Yeah, usually you pick it out. You're pretty good about that.
But I just found a new product out, and that's why we're going to have them on.
Ooh.
That's really fantastic. And it's just something different, and it really, it's flavorful. But I'll let our guests talk about it more. On the line with us is our guest. Her name is Shay Jackson. She's a foodie and lifestyle influencer, and we'll be talking about a great new crouton
alternative,
I guess. So welcome to Let's Sign Out, Joan Shay.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
By the way, my voice is thrashed, so I don't talk like this normally, but we'll do our best. I'm with me is Isabel Bussey, my co-host and everything. And let's talk about, first of all, it's National Salad Month. So let's talk about that, and you got some fun things to talk about. Salads.
Absolutely, yes. So, first of all, I swear, like, every month is a national something, so I'm always like, wait a minute, what's happening? You know, I'm a food blogger, so I'm like, I try to stay in the know, but I can never keep up. But yes, May is National Salad Month, and I feel like this is the perfect chance for your listeners to kick things up a notch by adding just some bold flavors to their salads this coming summer and just try something different. You know, there's no wrong or right way to make salads, and that's the beauty of it. One of the number one facts that everyone knows is that salads are versatile. And with that being said, I found out recently that the National Salad Month was established in 1992 by the Association of Dressings and Sauces.
Oh, wow.
And it's they basically were trying to encourage people to incorporate more salads into their diet, which I thought is, like, you know, pretty fantastic, because that's like over 20 million salads that are sold every day to people in restaurants, which I find to be very fascinating. And that goes to show you how healthy people actually are.
Right. Trying to be so. Well, I think, you know, what's nice is being creative. And that's something about, there's so many great products out there that make salads creative. I mean, it's unlimited what you can put in it. Some things people, one of the best salads I ever had was a nice big green salad with fajitas over it. And people were like, ooh, hot fajitas. But it was fantastic, and I never see that. But let's talk about some things that would go in salads, and especially about the new croutons that you have that are low-carb and really, really good.
Yes, they are low-carb, and from my understanding, they're only 70 calories, if, like, counting calories is your thing. And I'm going to make sure I say this correctly. It's croutones.
Yes.
Okay, I think I got it. Yay, gold star for me. But... I personally love the crunchy texture of these croutones. They're gluten-free, and also the product offers about 5 grams of collagen per serving, which is that protein that we all need in our bodies. And it's a great alternative to the regular croutons that you're used to buying. I like that they're small, they come in different sizes, and sometimes I even just eat them directly out of the bag because I'm a hungry hippo and I like to eat. But they add that extra crunch, and they're not just for salad. These croutones are perfect on your casseroles or even soups. They come in 2 different flavors. There's the butter and garlic, which is my personal favorite, and then the Italian style.
That's delicious.
And I will say this product sells out very fast. It's brand new, and they just put it out. I had to drive about maybe 30 to 45 minutes just to the next store over just to get it because the shelf was cleaned off. I was shocked.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, the company is called Southern Recipe Small Batch, and the name of the product is Croutones, K-R-U-T-O-N-E-S, a play on croutons. And Izzy, you opened the bag first, and you just looked at me like, oh, my God, the Italian one.
Yeah, the Italian herb one was really, I find it very impressive just because a lot of times you taste something, the flavor is just coated on the outside, right? But when you taste this, the flavor almost like it's infused into the croutones. So it's crunchy and it's full of flavor, not salt, it's flavor. You can smell the herbs, you can smell the Italian herbs in it. And it really was very, it really gives a different dimension to, if you put that on your salad, you put it on a casserole, or just put it anything, you know, that you want an extra punch of flavor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we just can't wait to try it with everything else.
Yeah, we're so excited to try it.
Now you can you can go to the website and go to, it's southernrecipesmallbatch.com, and again you can get them on there. You can get them on Amazon. The stores we've been walking. excuse me.
Yeah, we've seen their products all over different stores. I mean, places you don't expect them to be, but
Stater Brothers is one. Yeah, for sure in our area.
Yeah, the croutones is really neat. I would say, what other things can you do with it?
Well, I know they're more known for their pork rinds, which come in a couple different flavors, and they're absolutely fabulous. But there's so much you can really do with it. Like I say, you can eat these croutones by Southern Recipe Small Batch as a snack if you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're into, like, adding just croutons to, these croutones, excuse me, if you want to add them to your sandwich, you can do that. Or I would add it to a wrap.
Ooh,
that would
be good.
Even more delicious. Now, they have a really great recipe on the Southern Recipe Small Batch website. It's called the Keto Kale Pesto Salad. That's a little bit different.
Wait till you hear this, Izzy.
And,
it's amazing.
Yeah. Sorry?
No, it's Izzy. I have it in front of me. Why don't you talk about it? Let her hear it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has Brussels sprouts in it. I'm like, ooh, I love Brussels sprouts in anything. So
yes.
This is just another spin on salads.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it doesn't really even seem like much of a salad when you add the Brussels sprouts to it. But, you know, I believe the kale is cooked. So mm-hmm. that just makes it a little bit different with the sesame seeds. And then you have that
chopped
crunch
up
to it just to bring it all together.
And the pesto is made with sage, fresh sage leaves, basil leaves, olive oil, pecans, grated Parmesan cheese, and salt and pepper to taste.
Ooh.
So what a great
oh, yeah.
flavor of pesto.
Oh, yeah. And sage is like the best combination when it comes to adding that to pesto. Or even if you want to add sage and on Brussels with like Brussels sprouts, perfect combination.
Mm. Right. So again, the website is southernrecipesmallbatch.com. Get there easy.
Correct.
Now let's talk about you now in terms of what you do, because it sounds like you are like us, total foodies.
Oh, yes. I am a food and lifestyle blogger. I actually live now here in the beautiful state of Texas and Houston. My husband and I just moved here from Charlotte, North Carolina with our two daughters.
Okay.
And I started my blog, ShayJackson.com, to share recipes, I basically curate recipes using 10 ingredients or less. So anything that's just quick and easy, because I am a mom, I'm busy, and you know, most of your listeners, I'm sure they're just the same, very busy, on-the-go people.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a couple of recipes on there that are just easy, quick. Some of them may take a little bit of time, but they're worth it in the long run. My Instagram, I am Shay Jackson. I share a lot of my local dining experiences and my favorite food brands like the Southern Recipe Small Batch. And, of course, recipes, videos, DIY projects, and so much more. And outside of food blogging, most people don't know this, I'm a freelance graphic designer.
Oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
Cool.
Yeah. So I have an art background. Went to college for it.
How long have you lived in Houston now?
I've lived here since January.
Okay. I've been there about 3-4 times. Izzy is from Houston. I've never seen so many restaurants in a city. Everywhere you go, there's so much food there. It's amazing. And even all throughout Texas, but especially Houston, they have some great restaurants, a lot of great ethnic restaurants, and, of course, barbecue. But really, really good food there.
Oh, yes. I feel like you have to have a diverse palate in order to live in this city because it's just such a multicultural city, which I'm used to as a ex-military kid, and I love it. I love just the different flavors, different people, just, you know, different language. I love it all, and the restaurant scene is insane. It makes me so happy. We really enjoy being here.
Have you, what's that one we went to, a turkey, stuffed turkey leg? What's it called?
Turkey Leg Hut.
Turkey Leg Hut. Have you heard of that one?
It's in Third Ward.
Yes.
Okay. I was in a hospital. I had a heart problem. So I was in a hospital, and Izzy was driving there, and she was hungry, so she stopped there.
I did, Lauren. I was like, okay, search for something nearby because I need to grab something to go. Off the freeway.
It's in the Third Ward. And when she brought it in, it's like...
It's a lasagna pan size.
It's a huge... It must have been like a 10-pound biggest turkey in the world. So it's a turkey leg. They brine it. They smoke it. They stuff it. If I'm not mistaken, it was
I had mac and cheese one on it.
And what is the sauce? Was
it's like
not a touffee.
Yeah, they have different sauces.
Different sauces and stuff. Yeah, and it's like $20-$25, but it's enough for 10 people.
Yeah, it's stuffed turkey leg, yep.
But you've eaten there, right? You have to go there. I've told people who live there, and they've never been there. It's like, oh, my God. And one of the most memorable things I've ever seen.
Yes, we just got takeout from there maybe like a week or two ago, and I swear it was so huge. I have a four-month-old, and it's like the size of her.
it was afraid.
This.
Yeah, it was a mac and cheese with Alfredo sauce.
Yeah.
With shrimp.
Yeah.
No, with
not
shrimp, crawfish.
Yeah,
they had
crawfish.
On there. Yeah, unbelievable. So, good.
Yeah,
good.
It takes like a whole family to eat that leg. I think it took me like, I don't know, 6-7 meals to eat it because it was so big.
And here I'm in the hospital. Hospital food is awful. I thought that was going to kill me.
He was like, that is just cruel. You're teasing me with
She's
this
eating,
food.
She showed, of course, I had to eat it, taste it. But I've never seen anything like it. And no, I'm very impressed with the food there, the quality of food. It's cheaper than most of, California, everything's expensive. But
portions are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really a lot of different flavors, I have to say, different influences, because we're so close to Louisiana, and they're so close to, barbecue is so big, and, there are different styles of barbecue. And, then of course, you have all the Asian cuisines, that's literally everywhere.
And it's probably the biggest people I've ever seen. They're all like 6'9", 300 pounds. I've never seen, I'm a short little fat guy. I'm like, holy mackerel, these people are big. They eat. I'm telling you, we were just, every time we go out there, it's like, wow, what food. So
They say everything's bigger in Texas. So.
It's true. That's true.
It's true.
The food, the city, which is very stretched. So
yeah, definitely.
A lot of driving. So, well, thank you for joining us. And again, your website is?
It's shayjackson.com.
S-H-A-Y Jackson.com.
Yes,
great.
Yes, correct. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you. And hopefully we'll have you on
again.
Yeah,
I'll look you up. Definitely, Shay.
Any new products, give us a call.
Yes. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
You take care. Be well. Happy eating.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm getting hungry now. We just ate. I'm still hungry.
Well, of course, you always like is so obsessed with this turkey leg hut because it's something that I've never seen anywhere else. I've never seen anybody trying to do anything like that.
Well, they're the biggest turkey legs I've ever seen. And again, they're so tender.
It's like the size of a chicken.
It's about...
It's the size of a chicken. 12. Like a large chicken.
I would say about 14 inches long. It's gigantic.
Yeah, huge. It was huge.
Yeah, and the price was like $22.
Well, but all the toppings they put on it. I mean, there's dirty rice, and they put, like I said, I mean, you literally can, anything you can imagine, they can stuff it with it. And it made it just, it looks like a turkey leg casserole. That's what it is.
I'm going to try my best to get the owner on. I want him to talk about it, or her. It's pretty amazing.
To come up with what the concept and how they come about, yeah.
Now, next week, we're going to Petaluma. What, you've been there once, or a couple times, I guess.
Well, I've been there for work several times.
And you said
because it's right by Sonoma County, and drive a little bit further, it's Napa. So, you know, the food scene's quite robust, I have to say. You know, there's, I think when... You cater a different clientele that's always looking for different taste
and palate. It's kind of a kickback. It's a laid-back.
It's very little town. I mean, like, it feels like a little town, but the food there is just really good. I don't think I've had bad food there. I've had food that was like, okay, the portion's kind of small, but not bad. It's just, you know, I think because it's so close to the wineries and the people, it just has different palate. There's a lot of diversity in a small little place. Even pastries, I was able to find Cougamon, which most people, you can't find it. I haven't found it anywhere around here in LA area that makes a good Cougamon, and I was able to find a bakery.
Why don't you tell people what that is?
Well, I think most people know it as Queen of Man or something. I think that's what's the other name because people don't understand what Cougamon is.
It's a pastry.
It's a pastry. It's a puff pastry. It's quite a few layers. Just think of a fluffy puff pastry, but then they fold it so that it looks like a little flower, and it's crispy and soft, you know, crispy on the outside with the puff pastry inside, and then they sometimes stuff it with fillings like passion fruit and stuff.
Our engineer is getting hungry.
He's looking at me like hurry up, just shut up, you know, because making him hungry. But it's so good, and it's hard to find a good one because most people overbake it. I mean, it's just like a balance of a crispiness and softness of a flaky, think of a flaky pastry like a croissant,
right. No, very good.
But, you know, just stuffed with something. And it's absolutely amazing if it's a good one.
Good, good, good. Well, again, if you want to get a hold of me, it's Mr. Foodie, FODIE1 at Outlook.com. And we'll in the next couple of weeks, we should know more about our dining out club, Grub Club. And until next week, food critic Alan Borgen.
And Izzy Bussy.
A horsey throat.
Yeah, please stay tuned for our Grub Club. We'd love to see everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Bye. Till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie.
KCAA, where every day is a great day.
You've eaten lots of great food and not so great food at restaurants. Cowboy Burgers in Fontana and now on Arlington and Riverside will fast become one of your favorites with their delicious mouth-watering burgers and breakfast burritos. Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue also serves fantastic smoked barbecue baby back ribs, tri-tip, chicken, pulled pork sandwiches, as well as lunch and dinner plates. Everything is made from scratch, including their delicious side dishes like coleslaw, potato salad, barbecue beans, and much, much more. Check out their rich, decadent chocolate brownies.
Hi, I'm food critic Alan Borgen, and you can dine in, take food out, or have them cater your next special event. I highly recommend Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue at their new location at 5573 Arlington Avenue in Riverside. Just look them up on the internet. That's Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue. Happy eating!
And perfect for the holidays, Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue is also available for catering. That's Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue in Fontana and now in Riverside on Arlington.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Learn to make money five ways with rental real estate. Double your money with apartments and get your map to financial freedom. And that map starts with a free workshop. Sign up now at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the Join Free Workshop tab and attend online or in person. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. Lifestylesunlimited.com. Again, that's lifestylesunlimited.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential.
It's time to make the Tri-City Center in Redlands a regular part of your weekly shopping experience. Tri-City is home to a wide assortment of quality businesses, including the all-new Ocean Aquatics. Check out their variety of exotic tropical fish, along with fish food, accessories, and tanks of all shapes and sizes. The Tri-City Center is located just off of Alabama and the Tennessee exits in Redlands. Visit the Tri-City Center today and find out why it's called the Mall with a Heart.
Hi, I'm food critic Alan Borgen, and I'm excited to tell you about Ray's Shanghai Bistro, located next to Redlands DMV on Ligonia in Redlands. Ray's Shanghai Bistro offers the largest and most delicious array of traditional and original Chinese dishes available in the Inland Empire. Some of my favorite dishes are the house-made pot stickers, the crisp pork spare ribs with garlic, their unique spicy lamb with bamboo, the sweet and tangy deep-fried orange peel beef, and the savory basil spicy shrimp, plus lots of vegetarian dishes. Whether you dine in, pick up the food, or have them cater your next party or special occasions, you will see why Ray's, spelled R-U-I apostrophe S, Shanghai Bistro, is truly the best Chinese restaurant in the Inland Empire. Their website is raysshanghaibistro.net. That's raysshanghaibistro.net. R-U-I-S, ShanghaiBistro.net. Happy eating. You won't be disappointed.
NBC News Radio. I'm Chris Caraggio. President Biden is cutting short his trip to the G7 summit to return to the White House for negotiations on raising the debt ceiling.
Part of the reason that he's returning home tomorrow, rather than continuing with the rest of the trip, is so that he can help lead the effort.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan accompanied Biden to the G7 summit in Japan. He says the other G7 leaders are aware and keenly interested in the debt ceiling issue, but they're not alarmed by the president's early exit Sunday. Sullivan noted that Biden told the other leaders he believes the U.S. can get to a good result on the debt ceiling. The Kremlin is issuing a warning to Western countries over a plan to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko told the state-run TASS news agency that the plan involves enormous risks for those involved. He called it an escalation of the conflict and noted Moscow will take the move into account. The reaction comes after President Biden informed other world leaders at the G7 summit that the U.S. supports an allied effort to train Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16s. The advanced fighter jets are major upgrades to the older aircraft Ukraine has been using. The newest U.S. Supreme Court justice says her experience as a public defender helped teach her how to overcome the odds.
Shut out distractions. Use your time wisely and figure out how to make the most of what you have. If you can do that, you will increase your odds of success in law and life, even if it seems like others have a significant head start.
Associate Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson spoke during Saturday's commencement ceremonies for the Washington College of Law at American University in Washington, D.C. Jackson told the graduates she learned to focus on what she needed to do best to represent her clients instead of being distracted by the advantage the prosecution has over public defenders. She centered much of the theme of her address around her favorite TV show, Survivor. I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
Christina KCAA.